Hey, Katie.
Yeah?
Want to make a podcast?
Sure. Can we talk about outrageously dark and scary things like murder and aliens?
Yeah. And is it cool if we talk about beautiful things like divination and astrology?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Hi, we're Katie and Kelly, hosts of the podcast, All Things Outrageously Dark, Scary, Beautiful, and Totally True.
We recognize there's a lot of podcasts out there, but what sets us apart is our professionalism and dedication to our research.
New episodes every Wednesday. Tune in, and of course,
have the day you deserve.
Friends, hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Spiritual Sisters podcast. This is Gabrielle Celeste, and let me tell you, I am fangirling so hard right now. Nicole, I cannot even.
So I feel like this has been about 9 months in the making. I was talking to the group chat today, and I was like, I feel like I've been pregnant, and I'm ready to give birth. Mm-hmm. And you guys, we have the Common Mystics. Hey. We are so excited to have you guys. This is like a manifestation come to life. It's amazing. Hi, ladies.
Oh. Hi. Hi. You're so sweet. We adore you. Thank you so much for having us on and being so nice to us. You guys are really nice.
It's a We're
honored
zero.
To be here. Mm-hmm. We're honored.
We are so excited. So for those of you who've been listening since the very beginning, we got it on recording the day that you guys followed us. And we were recording when it happened. It's hilarious.
We have it on and camera and we're going to post it.
We do have it on camera. Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes me so happy.
And then we talked about it in our episode with Chelsea, and we were manifesting having Common Mystics, doing a collab with them, and then we were manifesting Chelsea getting engaged, and both of those things have happened. So
yay.
Yeah. So this has been so fun, so amazing. I can't wait to jump in. I feel like I have so many questions for you both. I'm the question queen, so that's what we're going to do. Real quick, though, you guys, we have to do our fun holidays. So we have March 13th, Open Your Umbrella Indoors Day. If you're superstitious, don't do it because bad luck. My son does it all the time. I don't want to tell him otherwise, so I just let him do it. March 14th, we have Steak and BJ Day. We'll just leave it at that. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like my medium
I'm gonna
well.
Not do that one.
Sounds like fun, though. Just kidding.
And then March 15th, we have Dumbstruck Day. Oh, we have two on March 15th. Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that, right? As a therapist, sometimes we have a lot of thoughts that we think, and they're not always correct. So I could maybe get on board with that. I would say 50% of what we think is wrong. And then March 16th, Everything You Do Is Right Day. And I can definitely get behind that. And I'm going to tell my husband that that's what the day is. And he can't argue with me. Pro tip.
I like it. I think that everything you think is wrong is like my husband every day. I'm like, it's wrong. Don't even. It's wrong.
That's his holiday.
Yeah.
So we have a few questions that we like to ask our guests. So Gabs, I'll let you go ahead and ask. And we can start with, we'll start with Jill just because I'm looking at the order. So Jill.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gabs.
So, Jill, would you happen to share with us your big three in astrology and human design, if you have that too?
Sure. Leo sun, Aries moon, Cancer rising.
Our people.
Yeah. And then in human design, I'm a generator. Don't ask me what it means. I just literally just a little bit of knowledge there. Not much.
Yeah. Same. I'm a generator as well. I love that. Okay.
Yay.
Jennifer, same questions.
Yeah. I am a Pisces sun, Capricorn moon, and Leo rising.
Love it.
And I am a manifester.
You know what?
And that's as deep as my knowledge goes. Still waiting for the Human Design for Dummies to come out. That's what I'm waiting for.
Fair. Same. So we're so excited to have you on. And like Nicole was saying, this has been something that we've really been like calling in, and just it's like a moment for us in the podcast. But we would love for you ladies just to like share a little bit more about yourself so our audience can get to know you if they're not already familiar. I know some of our spiritual girlies definitely listen to your pod already. We know that your mom's an astrologer and you guys are both working psychics. And so just anything you want to share with us, we'd be so appreciative.
You go.
I knew she was going to do that. This is a pattern.
I'll start. If I need to.
That's what we do. So our mother was a single mom. She raised four girls. Wow. I am the oldest of the four. Jill is the youngest of the four. And as a single mother, she relied heavily on her family to help raise us. So we had really strong, close bonds with our maternal grandmother and our aunt. And those two in particular were really prominent figures in our childhood. And our grandmother, as the matriarch of our family, was a devout Catholic who did the rosary twice a day, who went to church every day when she could, but also talked to dead people. She had prophetic dreams. She did earth magic. She came from rural Poland and brought to the United States with her in the 50s this rich sort of European magic and strict Catholicism. So we were really brought up with the two. And for us, there's no conflict between Catholicism and magic and being a medium. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that's really unique. Our aunt did tarot, and she could actually read from regular playing cards, just like a regular deck of cards. And she could like, you know, give a reading with that. And yes, our mother was an astrologer. She passed in 2016, but she was just very open to everything spiritual. And she gave that to us, that kind of curiosity. She took us to faith healers and we used spirit boards and she had crystals and we went to see coffee ground readers and psychics were always coming to our house. Okay. Always mm-hmm. like the psychics became family friends. They were just always there. My mother did spells. My mother could also undo spells that other people Ooh. Had done. So, you know, that was the environment that we grew up in. And it was just kind of normal to us. You know, that sort of rich, mystical, you know, stuff was all around. And we did have the good sense not to talk about it outside the house. Yeah. Grandma always said, don't say anything.
Yeah. They'll think you're crazy. No one will believe you.
Yeah. That's what she'd say. I love hearing the stories about your grandma because she just sounds like, you do not mess with grandma, but you want grandma on your on your side. Grandma sounds like, great.
Yeah, you don't mess with grandma.
No.
Like there are certain things like you do not do. Like even if I were eating, my hair would be back because she would come up behind me and like take my hair back and I'd be like, okay, grandma. Like that's the kind of woman she was. Mm-hmm. Like she was quiet. She was little and quiet. So you didn't know when she would pop up. You know what I mean? So like, I'll just be sitting there talking and I'll get a smack in the head. I'll be like, like, oh, I didn't realize she was right there.
And the stories about your aunt, oh, she just sounds so fun. Like the aunt you want to have. And yeah, I love when you do those episodes, when you kind of talk about, you know, becoming us and the history of the family members. I love it because it does speak to how common it just was in your family and it wasn't anything different. And I feel like once Gabby has kids and a family, it's going to be the same way, you know, it's just going to be crystals and, you know, magic and tarot all day, every day and not going to be a big deal. I would say for my family, they're just kind of getting used to it.
Yeah.
My husband's like, okay, we got to sage all the bad energy out. And I think
it's really cute.
Yeah. He just says those things, I think, to appease me, but he's getting used to it. And like, you better be lighting your candles and you got to do this and that. And my son just, you know, he'll watch me and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, don't worry about it. It's fine. So I think eventually it'll be something that is just kind of normal. Like mom's doing her stuff again, but we don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I love that.
100%. Yeah. So how did you guys decide that you, well, I guess, and I probably should know the answer, but what came first for you guys? Did the road trips come first and then the idea for the podcast, or was it the podcast and then, like, how did that kind of come to be?
Mm-hmm. We, for fun, like just for fun throughout our lives, we would always like go to the cemeteries and just get our feels on. So like if my mom was depressed, I would be like, do you want to go to a cemetery? And literally we'd go to like a random cemetery to just hang out, right? Okay. The weirdest thing ever. So as we grew up and our mom passed, when I spent time with Jennifer, we just drive around getting our feels on. That's just what we did. And mm-hmm. not like far, just like around the area. It's like we try to get lost and mm-hmm. have spirit lead us to a place mm-hmm. is really what we were doing. And mm-hmm. I have such a great sense of direction that I could always get back. So there's no fear in like, oh, we're going to be lost. Like I can always get myself back to wherever. Mm-hmm. And so we were having fun doing that, just being doing Jennifer and Jill classic mess around, just driving around, getting our psychic on. And at the time, a friend of mine, two friends, had suggested to me that I do a podcast with them. So I told Jennifer, I'm like, so-and-so and so-and-so think that I would be good on a podcast. And Jennifer's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, they want me to be on their podcast.
Because I'm so great.
And I know, I was like, I just have this personality.
I know.
And then Jen's like, do you think we can do a podcast? Because that's what Jennifer does. Like, if I'm like, I'm going to do this, she'll be like, do you think I can do this? Because that's just classic Jennifer behavior. So she's like, is. Do you think you and I can do a podcast? And I'm like, oh my God, I would love that. And she goes, I have nothing to say to you. And I was like, okay, so we're not going to do a podcast then, apparently.
That's exactly what happened. That's
hilarious.
That day, we ended up in this creepy little town, and I say creepy with love, Seneca, Illinois. And what was bizarre about it is we, of course, we were going around town. We found like this, the site of a massacre that happened between the indigenous people and like the first missionary settlement there.
First Catholic martyr in the state of Illinois was murdered in a massacre by the Kickapoo people. So he was there as a missionary. Keep going, Jill.
Yes. So found that just, mm-hmm. you know, that day when we were having this conversation. And then we ended up at the cemetery in town. Mm-hmm. In real time, we're looking around at these headstones and we notice a lot of premature deaths. Like people were dying young in this area. So I pull out my phone. I'm like, am I just like, what happened in Seneca, Illinois? And there was like newsreel after newsreel of like, car crashes, like things like that, just like weird events. So then I said like untimely death in another small Illinois town, just to see if something similar would come up. And there wasn't. So in real time, Jen and I were having this conversation. And then Jen said,
hey, you.
Yeah, you.
Are you into weird shit? Yeah.
You into cryptids?
What about hauntings? Yeah, I've got a ghost for you.
Oh, you like overworld the beings.
Me too. Check out all these aliens. We have plenty. How do you feel about a good legend?
Want to hear about spooky happenings?
Yeah, you do.
Let us show you what we've got.
Hey guys, grab a drink and join us, Amanda and Sean, every week while we dive into the strange and haunting topics that have piqued our interest.
See you over at The Haunted and the Strange, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay spooky.
What'd you say?
I said, this is our podcast. We could, you know, go around to different places and talk about how we pick up information psychically and then delve into the history of those places and tell the stories of the people who live there. And listeners might be interested in that. So that's how it kind of came about.
It's so cool. And I love the idea of it. And I think for me, especially when I found you guys, I was kind of new into my spiritual awakening journey, and I love true crime and anything kind of like dark and scary and morbid. So it was like the two things that I was most interested in were coming together, and I was like, this is great. I love it. So it was like, it was just such a good show for me to find And I think I mentioned to you guys before we started recording, I found you guys on the Skeptics Metaphysician podcast. I don't even know how I found them, but I found them and I heard you guys and I was like, oh, this is amazing. I love it. I've been a fan ever since.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Even then, though, the concept for our pod wasn't fully formed because we had to go on our first experience for the podcast. And we were near Jill's house in Nashville, Michigan is where we end up. And we met the spirit of a young girl named Gertrude who died tragically. And we really believed that the circumstances surrounding her death at the time had been covered up and glossed over and completely misunderstood. And so because of Gertrude Bay, the very first voice that we gave voice to, we were compelled to talk about her and to tell her story. And ever since that first episode, that was what our intention was, to find a verifiable story previously unknown to us that allowed us to give voice to the voiceless. And I feel like Gertrude became kind of our patron spirit, and she helped elevate what we were trying to do, because Jill and I can be a little competitive. And
can you believe it?
Not you two.
And the idea that, oh, this isn't about us. Yeah. This is about someone else giving spirit the opportunity to come through. And that's the best thing that could have happened to us, because it's not about me. It's not about Jill. It's not about our abilities. It's not even about, like, you know, telling stories about the history of a place. It really is about shining a light on things that maybe are misunderstood, yeah, or glossed over or ignored. So anyway, that was how it was fully formed.
Gertie knew we were going to fight if there wasn't a higher mission. That's what that was.
Like, girls, get sibling it together. Rivalry. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sisters, you got to love them, right? Mm-hmm.
Some of them.
So Jennifer is the one that does the driving, and Jill,
No.
Is it the opposite?
No. Jill, I'm the driver. I thought I read that Jill last does night. The okay. driving.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jill does
I'm
the driving.
I'm the driver.
And Jen, yeah. You take the
I'm
notes.
I'm the note taker.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
We have very, hard very clear
to do,
roles.
To write and like drive in the car.
It
like,
is.
I seriously get so nauseous looking down. I don't know how she does it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is.
Yeah.
A challenge.
It's a big responsibility. Yeah. You know what? I have to say this. It's very difficult to try to capture everything, because what we have found is that spirit is always on, even when we're not on.
Yeah.
So Jill and I could be like just having a conversation about lunch or, you know, anything from life, just thinking we're having a conversation. And don't you know it, we'll be doing the research and there'll be a direct reference to something we had talked about, we thought casually.
Wow.
Do you know right. what I mean?
Yeah.
So I try my best, but a lot of times it's like, holy cow, that we're being manipulated by spirit. You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe that happened. So yeah, it's crazy the way it works. The more we do this, the more we realize we really don't know how it works. And we're always surprised by mm-hmm. some of the things we come across.
I love that, because that's just you really trusting, because some people could really have a hard time with like, am I getting this truly? Is this me making it up? And it feels like mm-hmm. you ladies really got that down from a very long time ago, from like a young age. And I would attribute that, I would think, to your environment, right? Growing up.
You know, I think in the beginning of this process, I think what we've learned is that, like Jen said, spirit is always on. It's just what you're paying attention to. Mm. And if you know that, when that came to our attention, like, holy shit, this is always happening. So if you mm-hmm. feel not connected, it's just, what are you paying attention to?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, look around, and then you can start seeing those synchronicities. And then there's no way that you can deny it. Like, once these things start happening to you, then it's mm-hmm. like, of course you're going to trust, because it's really happening to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it kind of takes the pressure off too, because it doesn't matter what choice you make. It doesn't matter right. if you go right or left. If spirit's going to bring it to you, spirit's going to bring it to you. But mm-hmm. I think the other thing that needs to be said is Jill and I are very different.
Oh my God.
Jill has lived her entire life just trusting in spirit. Like, Jill,
that's,
you know,
the
in the
only
tarot,
way I can't do anything right. Like,
Jill
literally.
Is the fool. Jill is the fool
yes,
in tarot.
Tarot.
She has always yeah. been the fool. She just trips
just like,
along
la, la, la,
in life.
La, 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 la. Yeah. That's true.
Like, that's Jill. And Jill, after, you know, we went through the process of our mother dying in 2016. Mm-hmm. And that is when we really formed a close bond because we were at a place.
We were close, but we had
to trust each other.
Right.
In
we
a way
never
that
had
we
had to trust each other and be completely vulnerable. Like, I had to completely know that Jennifer was not going to let me down in that situation because it wasn't about us. It was about taking care of mom as she was transitioning.
Right. Same. So after that situation, and our grandmother passed in 2012, right? So our grandma passed in 2012, she was the matriarch. She was our direct line to God, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need God, you go to grandma. She's got the red phone, you know? And then mom passed away. And so because I was the oldest of this very dysfunctional single mother household, I was always super logical. Like, I thought my family was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't live like that. I make plans.
Yeah.
I went to school. Like, I set goals. I achieve my goals. Like, that's how I live my life. Like, that's Jennifer life. Jennifer sets a goal, achieves the goal, goes on to the next goal, right? Mm-hmm. So then after, you know, this whole, our lives are turned upside down. I have this, you know, relationship with Jill. And really, she led me kicking and screaming towards this more spiritual. That was not me. Like 10 years ago, I was a completely different person. But I have to say, through this process, I really have changed in that I know I can't be a control freak anymore because what spirit has in front of me is greater than anything that I could imagine, anything that I could plan for. The goals that I would set for myself are nothing compared to the things that spirit wants me to achieve. And so I, little by little, I've kind of had to release. And now, damn it, I'm the fool too. And I don't know.
It feels good.
It doesn't. It's very uncomfortable for me, but it's my reality. Mm-hmm. And so here I am, you know, right along with this one.
It makes me so happy.
Isn't it fun to have like your sister in crime?
It really is. Honestly, what's interesting about Jen and I and our relationship is that now we talk every day. My mom and I used to talk every day. And so I was really close to my mom. It's fine. But
you the favorite?
Yeah. So when she, like, I had this, like, this, well, you're everyone's favorite, Jennifer.
No, stop.
But there was this vacuum in my life. I was like, well, who am I now? Like, where, like, I'm not her Jilly anymore. Like, who am I? And I really was going through a really hard time grieving. And it turns out that now that our mom has passed, I feel like she unleashed her love. And it expanded. So it's not good that mom's dead, but it's like, I'm so happy that she's not like somewhere in Chicago being miserable in her physical body, but her love and it just expanded through the universe. And Jennifer really stepped up and really it's been taking care of me ever since.
Oh God, it's a big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility. I have no, like, if she's like in the bathroom, like she's like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, I'll wait. It's fine. Like, go, leave me, come back to the phone. Like, she gets her hair done, and I'm like, I need to talk to you right now.
It's true.
It sounds like
I will find her.
We talk all day, every day. There was a couple weekends ago? I was just MIA because I was exhausted and just all kinds of just exhaustion. And then Gabby's like, you haven't called me. What's going on?
I think she's mad at me. I'm like, what did I do? And I start overthinking.
I'm just tired. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody right now. I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because we'll have, you know, hour-long conversations and it's like, this is dumb. And that's kind of how the podcast was born, because we were just having these hour-long conversations when I started my journey, because Gabby was like the weird one and she was like on the journey all on her own. And everybody was like, what happened to her? And then all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? I want to be weird too. And so I joined her on this journey. So we were just talking all day. I had all these questions about, you know, anything and everything. And we were like, you know what? So I had a friend that had said, hey, let's do a podcast. And we were talking about different ideas. And then I told Gabby, hey, let's do a podcast. And that's just kind of how it was born. It was like, she's like, yeah, let's do it. And so we did. We said, you know, we're already talking all day, every day for hours on end. let's just record it. And then that'll kind of keep me accountable to learning. Mm-hmm. That'll keep me accountable mm-hmm. to the work. And that was the goal. And here we are almost a year later. And
now we congratulations on a year.
We have you oh, on. Like, this is a big, this is a really big deal for
so
us.
So sweet. You guys are really nice.
We
it's
love
a big
it.
Deal to be doing this for a year. No one, I think, like, and I'm saying this with love, no one really understands the amount of work that goes into a podcast mm-hmm. until they try it. And it's like, wow, there's so much that yes. you have mm-hmm. to do. So a year is a huge accomplishment, huge. Especially doing your day jobs and yes. family life and all that.
Yeah. And Nicole definitely has, like, she's, I always say, I'm like, you, she's the boss. Like, you want to be on the podcast? Like,
for all this.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's, it comes so naturally to her. She also has a Sag moon. Jill, I'm actually really surprised Sag isn't in your big three. It's funny because, like,
really?
Yeah. Cause I'm seeing, like, Nicole has a very similar personality to yours. And Jen, I'm all you. I'm like, serious, like, structure, routine. But the difference is, like, Jen, you're older. Jill, I'm the younger one. And I kind of started it. And now it's so funny. Our sister, she edits for YouTube and she's now doing our social media. And literally as of like this week, and her other sister does the photography. And it's so funny to like, just like having started and see like the trickle effect of everyone around us, just like kind of jump mm-hmm. on board. And it's just, it's a lot of fun because this road can be really lonely if like you're on it by yourself. Cause mm-hmm. I don't think people really see like, oh, you think it's going to be like all fun, like the full, you know, like la la la. But mm-hmm. once you really get into it and you do the work, you're like, oh shit. Like, what is this? Like, what did mm-hmm. I sign up for? You know?
And this work has such an impact on people's lives. Yeah. So we take it so seriously to be like, you know, because A, you don't want to be the wonky one and give people bad advice. Yeah. And B, you don't want to indoctrinate people. You want people mm-hmm. to discover that what's right for yes. them. Mm-hmm. So we take that so seriously. Like, don't take our word for it. Just do it yourself. Yeah. Like, I'm not here to convince you. Like, just try it because it's fun for nothing, for mm-hmm. no other reason. It is just a good time. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. So I wanted to talk a little bit about one of my favorite episodes of yours. I had to take a screenshot of it because I had to go back and listen. So this was back in 2020, you guys. Mm, okay. And it was the Rome City episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. That's my favorite, too. Oh, that was holy
yes.
hell.
Yes. Can we talk about it? Can you kind of tell the listeners a little bit about that? Because, oh, yeah, I listened mm-hmm. to it. Yeah, I remember I was in Vegas getting ready one day and I was listening to it and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is fascinating. I listened to it a year ago on my anniversary. So,
oh,
yeah, that's crazy. It tells you when you listen to it. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us about that episode? Because that one was wild.
That was really wild. Jen, you take it.
Yeah, I'll start. So we were doing what we do. We were driving around and ended up in a place called Rome City, Indiana. And we see this huge rundown, almost complex of buildings. And we're like, what is this? Why is this here? This is haunted AF in Jill. This is Jill Lingo. This is haunted mm-hmm. AF. We have to get out and walk around and trespass and figure out what happened here. So it was so obvious just coming up to the structure that it was haunted, but it also had this sort of evil feel to it. It wasn't just ghosty. It was
it
like,
felt
oh,
ominous. It
ominous.
Felt like it
yes.
was intimidating us. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a very tall person. Like, I'm 6 feet tall. And when oh. I'm angry, I kind of posture. You know what I mean? Like, I, like, lean into it. That's how the building felt to me. Literally, it felt like it was – and I touched the building, and I do not speak like this. I am not a well-read person. And I was like, this is foreboding. And I actually said the word. So, like – just to like know that I was like, oh shit, this is haunted. Like, it was like, this is foreboding. I was like, wow, this is some significant mojo coming off this building.
Wow.
Right. So yeah. Jill was like, we were looking in the windows and it was creepy because there was books on the floor and old fashioned beds that looked like they had just been thrown aside and just all kinds of weird things in disarray. And we're like, okay, number one, what is this? And what happened here? And so we realized that it is indeed this complex of different structures. That's one big building. And then it's on this piece of property. And so we kind of go down this little hill and we realize that there's this grotto to the Blessed Mother, like right there. And then there's a sign to the Stations of the Cross. And if you're Catholic, you know that the Stations of the Cross are sort of a ritual that Catholics do around, you know, before Easter to commemorate the passion and death of Jesus Christ, right? And so for us, that was comforting because that means that's church stuff. Like we need church right now. This building is evil.
As soon as I saw the Blessed Virgin, I was like, oh my God, thank God you're here. I was like, there's something wrong.
There's something wrong. Right. I don't like it.
Right.
You know what's happening here.
Right. In the meantime, I'm feeling like almost I don't want to say channeling, but it felt like I wanted to turn around and run away from that building as fast as I can into the woods. I just needed to run away from that building. So, you know, what we do is we go and we have these experiences. We never know until afterwards, after we do the research, what that was. So we went home, we did the research, and it turns out that building was called Our Lady Mother of Mercy Center, which was a sanitarium at one point that was run by nuns, an order of nuns, the Sisters of the Precious Blood. But in 1956, there was a nun there, Sister Mary Ephraim. She was stationed there against her will. She did not want to be stationed there. She was stationed there. And she suffered, quote unquote, encounters with Satan while she was staying in that building. She felt a ring of evil around her and was attacked in her bed by something that jumped on her and ripped at her face. Also, she felt compelled to jump out of her bedroom window. So she was having these feelings that she needed to kill herself, jump out of her bedroom window. Yeah. She asked for a transfer. She did not want to be here. She went to her superior. She asked for a transfer. Her transfer was denied. And then, thankfully, she was visited by the Virgin Mary. So even though her transfer was declined, she was visited by the Virgin Mary and I assume comforted by this Marian visit to her, right? And so that was in a nutshell, the story of Sister Mary and what she experienced on that property.
But what's even crazier is that when we found this story, the Catholic Church just deemed her Marian experience to be unauthentic. They were like, correct, she's a sweet girl, great nun, but we're not saying that this really happened there.
Right. Yeah. They're saying, they went out of their way to say she wasn't lying. We're not saying she was a liar, but it wasn't a true Marian experience, which was interesting. And this is something else that we see. A lot of times the stories that we come across seem topical somehow, right? Timely. And in this case, the church had just come out, I want to say within a year or so.
I think it was a couple months.
Yeah, that they had just come out. And we found it in some obscure like Catholic periodicals online. And we're like, wow. So anyway, that happened.
Nikki, did you want to say something before
I'm wondering, I was really fascinated. I mean, the story itself, because I love those kind of like dark, scary stories, but more so what happened to you guys after the fact. So
when we got home.
Yeah, when you got home. Oh, but go ahead, Gabs.
I'm going to bring it back to the book. I would love for you to share. Yeah.
Oh, so we get back to my house and we have to record. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, so we're exhausted. We were out all day. It's, you know, we have to record. Like, it's our third episode that we're recording. Ooh. And Jen and I are having a conversation. And all of a sudden, we were agreeing with each other, but like angry. Like, we were snippy for no reason. And I was thinking, like, this bitch. I was like, oh my God. I was like, we have to work. And here she is being all difficult. And she was like, well, I will. And like it was just like this weird agreeing, but like hostility. Mm-hmm. And I stopped and I was like, okay. I was looking at her and I was like, don't hit her. I was like, why am I mad right now? And it felt like anger was just like pouring on me. I'm like, why am I mad at her? And I'm like, I'm not. I have absolutely no reason to be upset with her right now. And so she was all, she does the passive aggressive.
I do. I'm a passive aggressive person.
like all that.
Well, and honestly, I was getting ready to be like, screw this. Like, I don't need this. I'm going home. Like, we were going to like call it. I'm like, I don't care. Screw you and your podcast. Like, that's how it felt.
And so I was like, Jennifer, I go, this is not us. Like, this is not us. There's no reason why we're fighting right now. And so once that came out of my mouth, it almost like the awareness, like, oh yeah, like, it took the spell off of us. And we, Jennifer said, okay, I don't know what the deal is, but we have to do this right now. So you can keep fucking with us, but we're going to record this episode.
Yeah.
So like, just know that that's going to happen. Right. Is literally what she said. So
we started talking to it. We're like, yeah, whatever your deal is, it's not affecting us. Like, we're protected, right. You know.
We thought it was the subject matter of the episode that we were recording. That's right. What we thought. Mm-hmm. Like, we had no idea because we didn't do the research yet, like, what was happening.
Wow.
So, continue. Sorry.
Right. No. And then after we recorded, we were exhausted, just exhausted. We get up from Jill's table and Jill goes into the kitchen and I go down the hall because I'm going to go to the bathroom. But as I get towards the bathroom, I have to stop and hold on to the wall because I feel like something is like trying to take my knees out from under me. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm doing this with my hand, like hitting the back of my knees. And I'm feeling this thinking, what the hell is happening? So I don't go to the bathroom because I don't know what's physically happening to me. I turn around, I go back into the kitchen and Jill's standing with both of her hands on her counter. And I said, Jill, I have to tell you, I feel weird. And she goes, me too. And it feels like someone's trying to take my legs out from under me.
Yeah.
So we were like both experiencing the same thing. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like that was a spiritual attack, you know, almost like trying to be like exert its strength.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And to just create division between us and chaos. Right. Yeah.
And just it almost worked for a little bit, right?
You guys work.
You guys were snippy, and Jennifer, you were ready to go home, and
I was ready to go home. If Jill hadn't said that, I mean, I don't know. We're famous for long fights. I can hold a grudge. I don't know if we would be able to have a podcast because isn't that funny?
Now that when we fight now, it's like we yell at each other. And then it's like, now get your shit together because we have to record 15 minutes of our dumb. Like, that's how it is. Like, we're like, get your shit ready. I don't give a fuck what your deal is. You better be on Zoom for 10 minutes.
It's funny because Gabby and our other sister are the queen of like quick fights.
Yes.
So the longstanding joke is, so our other sister lives in another state. So the joke is always like, when they get together, how soon are they going to fight?
Yeah.
Because they'll just start fighting within an hour or so. And then I'm the opposite. I'll hold a grudge and I'll stay mad. So I haven't talked to Gabby for like a year. I haven't talked to my other sister for you. Like, I will hold a grudge. And the other two are different. They're very like quick and then they're over it. And I'm like, nope, I'm not going to talk to you bitches for like a year.
But since doing the podcast, it's like, no bitches. Like, we're business partners. Like, this isn't how it works anymore. And it's actually, it's been... I think I'm in one of the happiest seasons of my life, just like doing this with the family. No, really, it really is. Thank you for saying that and just agreeing. But I could get like emotional cancer. She's a triple water sign over here. I could get emotional about it because I'm like, it's so fun because we get an idea of just like what's coming. So like, I really mean it when we say like, this is a big moment for us because we've been eyeing you guys for so long.
So you guys are really sweet. Truly, really, really sweet. And I feel that I get choked up too when I talk about like our family. Mm-hmm. You don't even know how many times we have to edit out my like,
I miss my mom.
Seriously.
I don't think Gabby's cried yet on the pod. I have. I cried once talking about how much I love my son. And I was just like, why am I crying?
It was three cancers on an episode. So maybe that makes sense. Yeah.
She did.
She'll do it.
Jennifer cries when she talks about Abraham Lincoln. It's like a thing. I'm not kidding you. She loves a man so much. And like, I'll be like, we'll just like, Lincoln will come up in our research and I'll be like, get it together. We're going to talk about Abraham Lincoln. She'll be like, I love him so much. He gave so much to this country.
He did. That's how we feel about JFK. True.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you for understanding, Nicole.
We get
she's
it.
She's like, no one appreciated him at his time. Like, literally, if Jennifer's randomly crying, her husband will be like, Abraham Lincoln. That's a thing. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. He'll be like, it's Abe, isn't
it's
it?
True. It's true.
It's Abraham, huh?
That's
Ken
hilarious.
Burns got her again.
Oh, she's Ken like, she doesn't Burns. Cry like this over me, but that honest yeah. Abe has her in tears all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's
great.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God. Gab, you said you wanted to say something about the book?
Well, I think you guys did a really amazing job of just also bringing like facts that aren't publicized to the story. So speaking of presidents, fuck Andrew Johnson. I'm like, yeah, not right? Done with him. Okay.
Oh my God, such a prick.
I'm like, nah, bitch, such a prick. You got it. You're gone. But like, I don't know if you reincarnated or anything. We actually had another guest on and she was like, I'm pretty sure I was, oh my gosh, was it JFK in a previous lifetime, Nick? Yeah, JFK in a previous lifetime because she had the same illness that he had in this lifetime and she had that
just
in her regression.
A lot of parallels.
Yeah.
A lot of parallels.
Were you guys like, you were hot as fuck in
we
your
were like,
we were shocked.
Yeah. We were shocked.
Like, so.
Mr. President.
So we just have a thing for, I don't know, it's weird. It's like one of the things we like about history. So we loved how you did that. And then also just like the things that have been omitted, even on like Ghost Hunters, like stories that have been on TV, but like not all the yes. information has actually been shared. So I love it. You guys gave, as you said, a voice to the voiceless. And it's so fun. Like even like the like what to know if you go. I'm holding it up if you guys are watching on YouTube. I just – it's so fun. And I was saying before on the – before we started recording, I need a West Coast version because we're in California. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, West Coast, volume
we're
two,
coming.
Volume three.
Yes.
We have to travel around our work schedules and Jen's in education. So it's usually like we're leaving the Midwest in a car. So that's a long way. But we have flown – two places and then rented a car like we did in Utah in Arizona. Ooh. So we're coming. We're coming.
Can't wait.
Let us know.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. Arizona. That'll be fun.
Tombstone, Arizona. Go just like the reenactors in that town are so annoying. I want to be like, just shut up. Just shut up. You don't need to do any of this. It's all here. It's like, you don't need that. Mm-hmm. Just shut up and just let us walk around. Like, that's how I felt. Because it's so like you feel like you're going to see like Billy the Kid right around the corner. Like these spirits are still so heavily in that era. It's amazing.
Yeah, we'll put that on our list, Gabs. We can make a quick road trip to Arizona.
I feel like it's been calling to us, Nick, for sure, for
it
a little
has
bit.
Been.
Like 3 or 4 hours from you guys? Not bad.
No, we're like 2 hour eight. Flight?
Oh, yeah, driving
Like
softball.
A 2 hour flight,
Yeah, 8 hours?
Depending on what part
of
Arizona.
Where are you?
Ventura
we're
County?
We're in Southern California. So it's like 8 hours from here to Sedona. We've done that trip before, me and my husband. So I don't know how far those other places would be from Sedona, but yeah, give or take 8 to 10 hours. But
so Sedona's far from Tucson.
From Tucson,
And I, when I lived in Arizona, I drove to San Diego in like 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was a good trip.
Yeah, San Diego. It's
San
a lot
Diego,
of our families
give or take. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes anywhere from like 3 hours on a good day all the way up to maybe 5 hours to get down to San Diego, depending on the traffic.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a little Chicago on the ocean.
Oh,
like the history. Like, San Diego feels like Chicago on an ocean.
Interesting.
Oh, well, we got to go. It's been calling. We've been talking about Chicago for a minute, but Nicole's Mars line in astrocartography runs through there. So we're like, oh, I don't know if it's going to be like the best for place for us to visit. So
that's how I feel every time I go to Chicago. I'm like, I don't know if it's going to be the best, but I got to go.
Yeah. My husband keeps trying to talk me out of it. He's like, it's like the murder capital of the United States and not very safe. And he always talks me out of it. So we'll see.
If you go to Chicago, you guys, let us know. Jennifer has a really nice basement that you guys can stay in, and we'll take you around the city. It'll be fine.
Ooh, yeah, we'll take care of you.
I gotta tell my husband.
We're big. Yeah, we're big girls.
They told me.
Yeah, trust me. Trust me. I'll be like, you don't want to mess with Marco. Like, I haven't had to do that. In Atlantic City, I walked around with my arm around Jennifer like she was my bitch. I was like, this is mine. Like, get your own. Literally.
And we need it because we're tiny.
We're tiny.
Gabby's like 4'11". Oh, yeah. And I'm like 5'2".
Oh, my God. That's going to be so cute. I'm going to be so embarrassed to walk
She's
around.
She's pint size. You're going to walk behind us. You're going to be like our secret service.
You guys are going to be on my shoulder.
I love it.
You're like, come on, girl.
Care for it.
I love it. So real quick, one of the other stories that I loved in the book, and I mean, obviously, and I heard these on the podcast because I remember I was reading, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember the story. So it was a good refresher. But the portal to murder.
Do you guys remember
that? And
yes.
So when you
if
were
that
talking,
did not happen to me, I would not believe, like literally do not believe that that happened even to this day.
So when you were talking about in, Rome City, it almost sounded really similar to where you guys were each having an experience unbeknownst to the other. And then once you guys linked up, it was like, oh yeah, the same thing is happening to me. And that story was fascinating because even at the back, like in the takeaways, because I'm kind of the same way where I don't necessarily know how I feel about the idea of like portals and parallel dimensions and things like that. And I don't necessarily think it's not true. I just have a hard time wrapping my brain around it. And you guys kind of spoke to that in the takeaways. And so if you guys want to talk a little bit about that, and then after just kind of tell us about how the book came to be, and then you guys do the book review. So I'll let you guys share all the things that you do, but I'm wondering if you could tell us about that one.
Jill, you take the lead on Ridgeway.
To be completely honest with you, we have people in our lives that are portal people. Like they believe in portals that you can just slip and get in a portal. That is not us. I'm always like, I mean, I'll listen. I'll hear your story. I'll hear you out. Never happened to me. So this situation, when Jen and I were driving through South Carolina, we stopped in Blythewood, South Carolina, and it's just like a charming little town. And there was this little historical museum there. And Jen and I are like walking around. They had like imported like buildings from like historical buildings from around town in their parking lot. So we were like walking around and this woman came out and she's like, well, hi, y'all. You can come on in. And we're like, oh, wonderful. So we came in the back door. She was really sweet. She was telling us a little bit about the town. And then she said to us, you know, you should go to Ridgeway, but everything's going to be closed today because today's Monday. And so she's having this conversation with us as another woman who came in the appropriate door walked in. And she introduced us to this other woman who is just like someone from the area that was stopping in. And she's like, don't you think that they would like Ridgeway? And the other woman said, oh my God, you guys should totally go to Ridgeway, but it's closed today because today's Monday. And I'm like, Jen and I are like sideways facing one another because we're like, is it Monday? Because I thought for sure it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
But you know, we're not going to argue with these women. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we just get back in the car and Jen's like checking her phone. I'm like, isn't it Tuesday? And she's like, yeah, it's fucking Tuesday. I'm like, I guess we're going to Ridgeway. Yeah. So like it already started to feel off and we were talking about it in the car. Like that was so weird that two people independent of each other. So we're in Ridgeway and we're just messing around. We're going, it's like a cute little main street and we're just going into the little shops, in and out of shops and playing around. And we walked into an antique store and antique stores, they are compartmentalized. They have like different booths.
It was like a mall, like an antique mall. Mm-hmm.
So there's like different rooms that you can go in and I'm at the front of the store and an indicator that our mom is with us is random Elvis, like Elvis, like coming up for random reasons. It's like, that's our mother. Right. And so over the loudspeaker, it was playing, I Can't Help Falling in Love with You, but it was playing in this weird, slow way. And you can hear like this, it like sounds like it's in a tunnel. And it's just like this weird slowed down version of a song that we know so well from childhood. So I'm like, damn, that's weird. And I went to go pick up like this strange clown figurine. And it felt like my hand was like moving through something. It felt like I was in like literally an ox, like an ox, an oxygen
deprivation chamber.
Thank you, Jennifer. I can't speak.
Yes, an oxygen deprivation chamber. Like, it felt like I wasn't getting enough power in my brain to move the way I was supposed to be doing appropriately. It almost felt like faintish. And so I put the creepy little figurine back down. I'm like, I need an adult. I don't know what the hell is happening here. So I go looking for Jennifer. And as I approach her, again, I'm 6 feet tall. She's turning around and she turns around as I'm at her. And so she's like, and she jumps back. And I'm like, Jennifer, I think I'm in a time warp. Jennifer, I'm thinking I'm in a time warp. And what did you say to me?
I said I was just going to say the same thing to you because I was having the same sensation with the music, hearing like it was coming through a tunnel. I could hear like it felt like an album, like you could hear the crackle, yes. And just the air felt thick. I was having the exact same sort of weird experience, and I didn't know
so
what
we
it was
were like. Holding each other, like by like I was like holding her arms, and then like other people came in, like this part of the antique store, and it kind of dissipated. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they grounded us, mm-hmm, and then we're mm-hmm. like, yeah, we're just hugging. You know, like, it's all embarrassing. We're just like, oh, we're normal, just walking around. We're shoplifting. That's why we're weird. You know what I mean? Like anything but like we're going through a time warp. Right. So we leave the store and we're like, what in the fuck just happened? And then we go. We go to like, and if you don't feed your Jennifer, she will faint. So I'm true. Like, we need to make sure that
diets and me, like, we don't go together. Like intermittent fasting, no, I'll be down. Like it doesn't work. I
in
need
the most
the blood
embarrassing
sugar.
Way. And I will try to make her eat. I'll be like, eat this. She'll be like, I'm not eating. I'm dieting. I'm like, okay, bitch. If you fall, I'm not catching you. All right? Because I'm telling you. Yeah.
So we went to the pizza place.
We went to this little diner, and it was like we walked in, and the scene, it was modern day. Like I'm looking at like modern day, but it was almost like a transparency was over it, or it was like a veil that we were seeing something else when we were looking around.
It's wild.
It's very,
very
strange.
Definitely a 1950s scene is what we were seeing.
Yes. And it felt like we definitely were outsiders in that. Like we were like invading these people's, like it was not a welcoming feeling. We felt off, where the rest of the town was very welcoming and kind to us. Like they weren't mean or anything. We just felt out of place in this diner. It was very bizarre. And then before leaving town, we stopped at this building that was creepy as fuck. It was an old church that was boarded up, and when we're around places, I use my phone to capture, to tell where we are and what time of day, like what date is it. So I had a video. We got out after we ate our pizza at the diner. We went to this little church, and in the back of the church, there was a cemetery, a little small graveyard. And on my Instagram, I put it on Instagram, is me being like, it's kind of, I don't know what's happening in this little town, but it's very time warpy. It's very, like, it's just a creepy vibe that we were getting. And it turns out, based on the research, that one of the founders of the towns, their descendants, was accused and confessed to murdering a family in Texas in the 1950s.
In the 1950s. And it was just
a tragic story. And to make it worse, the gentleman who confessed to the crime was really victim blaming the person that was so kind that opened up her home to take care of him because he was a serviceman the same way as her son was. And she thought, like, if my son was in need, I would want someone to help him. And so that was this woman, Ruby's behavior, lets this guy into the house and he kills her mother, her, and her son. So,
That story was crazy. Just the experience that you guys had and then how it all kind of came together in the end. And even just in doing the story, and if you guys want to hear the story or read about the story, you got to get the book, Ghosts on the Road, Volume 1. And it was the way it unfolded, it was kind of crazy because you guys were in one location and ended up being in a completely different location, the names, like it was all very kind of like convoluted the way you got to the story. So just the way that played out, I thought was really cool. So,
And I remember doing the research on the notes. I kept hearing from Back to the Future Doc saying, it's your kids, Marty. It has to do with your kids. And even just having those random thoughts, mm-hmm. like for no reason, when I have those thoughts, Jennifer and I always say we go back to the origin of the thought. And there was no origin. It's just something that popped in my head. So knowing that, it was just such like, if this wasn't spirit, I don't know what the fuck right. this is. Like, right. it doesn't make sense. None yeah. of this happens. Like, yeah. I am, like, it just doesn't Mm-mm. happen.
Mm-mm. No.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
And like I said, if it didn't happen to me, if it only happened to Jennifer, I wouldn't believe her. I'd be like, you need to eat. I was like, you're going to faint. You need to
That's
eat.
It's your blood sugar.
mm-hmm. Exactly.
So tell us how you guys got to the idea of the book. I know the story, but our listeners don't know the story. So tell us a little bit about how this came to be. And it's volume one. So that means there's going to be more volumes, guys.
Can't wait.
So Jill and I do this thing where we accidentally or maybe intentionally manifest things. We
it's
drink wine.
Manifesting.
It's drunk manifesting. We drink wine. We get together. We always have mm-hmm. to be together in the same mm-hmm. room. And we were sitting on her couch, feet to feet.
Feet to feet.
facing each other. Their feet against each other. And we were like, you know what we need? We just need, we need to work on an opportunity where someone comes to us who just believes in what we do, right? Just
who
believes
just
in what we do.
Invest in us.
Wants to invest in us, take a chance on us, but it can't be another thing. Like we can't do another yeah, thing, yeah. right? So it can't be another thing. And we need to bring our friend Jenny Baker with us because my friend Jen,
she's the best.
She's my best friend. And she's also in education. And, you know, we're kind of done with it. You know,
yeah.
teachers out there, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So then we get this random email. I don't know if it's weeks later. So after we do this little manifesting session, this is what we need, you know.
We get
Melissa
this
Newman.
Random email. She's so cute because she's like, please don't ignore me or don't think I'm just like, and we're like, I have no idea what you're saying. Like you are just like very professional. I have no idea what's happening. Speak to me like a child. What did she say to us?
Yeah. She's Melissa Newman of Martin Sisters Publishing. And she sends us this random email asking us if we would mind if she publishes a book of ours. And we're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, we were just talking about this. We can't do a book right now. We have mm-hmm. so much going on. There's no way we can take on another thing. And she says, oh, I was just thinking of you publishing your transcripts of the stories you've already done. And we're like, wait a minute. So the work that we already did, yeah. you want us to just, yeah, you want to just publish that? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah. And she goes, and if you know someone who would want to do the editing for you, that would be a bonus because she says, I usually use retired teachers to do the editing. So I'm like, shut up right now. So I think that's how we knew we had to do this book,
right.
you know, because mm-hmm. it was exactly what we asked Spirit for, you know, yeah. someone to take a chance on us. You know, it didn't cost us anything. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a self-publishing sort of situation. Mm-hmm. We got to bring Jenny along and she did our editing and we got mm-hmm. to use the stories that we already did. I will say that we always make things more work and more complicated for ourselves.
Oh, all of the time.
Same.
Because
I'm trying to teach her not to do so much. Like, honestly, I'm like, do we have to do 11 all the time? Can we do like a 7.5? Is that cool?
Like out
so
of 10.
Relatable.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I didn't want to just publish transcripts. You know what transcripts mm-hmm. are like.
Yeah.
Transcripts, you know, you've got tangents and some mm-hmm. things are lost when you read them on the page. So we went through and we tightened up everything. So it's not just the pure transcripts. And then we added the what to know if you go
mm-hmm. yeah,
and, you know, the other like tidbits. So anyway, mm-hmm. that's how that came about. We really did manifest it.
She listened to one of our episodes and then contacted us. I was like, okay, don't listen to anything else. Stop right there.
Wow. Which episode did she tell you which one she listened to that kind of got
Laura
her will?
Jackson. Laura Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
More voices
Laura
from the
Jackson.
Road.
That's mm-hmm. right. Good memory, Jill.
That was
I'd
a
forgotten.
Funny one because Laura Jackson had, this is a funny bit that Jennifer and I did in the episode. Sometimes we were just really funny. And this one,
always.
She had the Civil War soldiers both in her house. She had the Union people and the Confederates. And we were talking about like getting them to meet like animals, like smell his butt. You gotta let him smell his butt. You have to keep, like, it's just really funny. That's why I remember that. Because that was a really funny episode.
Chill.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna have to listen to that. Okay. I might have, but I don't know if I remember it. So I got to go back and see what's been played and not played. And then now you guys are doing the Boo Review. Can you explain? I listened and I think I understand the idea of it, but can you tell us?
So the Boo Review is we have friends in England that does a paranormal podcast and YouTube channel, Access Paranormal. And they really like us. And they were like, what can you give us like 15 minutes once a month? And we're going to put you on the radio and we're going to put you on our YouTube channel like once a month.
Right. Because like, they are on online English radio somewhere in the universe. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
So we're like, what are we going to do? So I'm driving to Jennifer's house. I'm going to Jennifer's house to work. And as I'm driving to Jen's house, because I'm in Michigan and she's in the Chicagoland area, we're talking in the car, like, what can we do? And we came up with a concept because we go through for the research for the podcast, we have access to archival records of newspapers. And some of them have old stories about like hauntings and ghosts. Mm-hmm. So we take actual stories from newspapers, historical archives, and then we give them to Jennifer's husband. Jen's husband writes a story based on the actual articles, and we deliver them as a faux broadcast. So I'm like the Nora O'Donnell of the broadcast, and then I give it to Jen at the bulletin desk, writes itself. And then Jen reads the narrative, and that's our Boo Review.
Okay. So your husband was ready to jump on board, Jennifer, even after that little episode of faux pas?
You know, he's just – I realized – so first of all, I think this whole Boo Review concept is another illustration of how we just can't do things simply, right? Yeah. No, we could have just given Jamie and Jonathan in Liverpool just a 15-minute clip of us like being ourselves, and they would have been fine with it. But no. Let's do this research. Let's take it and turn it into a story and create this format that is very specific with sound effects. Yeah. Oh, yes. Let's do all this.
Oh, yeah. The sound effects.
So anyway, no, I think my husband is just a gifted writer. And as I was trying to do my day job and the podcast and the extra podcast and the extra stuff, I was like, you know what? Damn it. I have a writer living in this house. You know, like I am putting someone else to work. So, I think it's turning out, you know, it's turning out.
Our editor is so cute because he edits them and he's like, oh my God, I really like this one. So it's really funny. He gets so excited. He's like, oh, that was good.
How many do you guys have now of those? Because it's once a month. How many?
Seven? I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. To be honest, we need a good place to store those because right now we're sending them to England. I don't know what's happening to them. So I think we're thinking of like, do we want to make a separate podcast where we can publish all the Boo Reviews? Do we want to put them up on our websites? But yeah, so we still have to figure that piece out. But yeah.
Maybe you can add it to your Patreon too because you have that.
We could. Oh, that's an idea.
We do a lot for our Patreon. Like our Patreon. First of all, we have the best people on our Patreon.
We do. We have lovely people.
We take that so seriously. We do detours. So every episode, because everyone likes our tangents, you can pay to hear us be assholes about the story. Like, so if stay tuned for detours and we can talk about our experiences and just get more like relaxed because we have to stick to the outline to make it make sense.
Right.
To make it, you know, like palatable for people. And then we do a monthly extra podcast about something educational. Like, so we're teaching people how to utilize their clairs or what
chakras.
Have you. And the chakras. And then once a month, we get on at the last Sunday of every month, we get together as a group, our tier four patrons, and we talk about whatever they want to talk about. They give us topics, we research it, we deliver the information, and then we get feedback. So it's kind of like we're giving instructions for them to enhance their psychic ability and to live a more fuller life. In that way.
I love that. I love that.
But it's also a safe place to have discussions with like-minded people, you know? And then we always record and then post them. So even if you're like a little too shy to like be part of the conversation, you have access at tier four. Mm-hmm. So
and they're a great group of people. They're so fun.
We might have to pick
really
your brains.
We really feel like our, our mystic mafia is what we
I love that.
Love that.
And they're so good to us. They're like so protective of us. Like if we get a bad review, they'll be like, who the hell? I'll be like, all right, guys.
We
let's put the black arts away. Yeah, they're a great group.
You guys have recently, you guys connected with Nicole Bigley from A Psychic Story. That was
She's amazing.
That was super cool. Who else do you
think? She looks psychic.
Does
like,
she?
When you meet, like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, she looks like ethereal. You're like, oh my God, you are so cute. It's almost like angels are like, oh, when she walks in, you're like, ah, there she is. It's amazing.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I don't think I know what she looks like. So I'm going to keep that in mind.
Oh, she's
adorable. Look at her Instagram page. She's like, she should have a halo.
Does she post? I think I follow her, but I don't know. Maybe I just haven't seen anything come up for a while. I'll double check it. Who do you guys think you would, or who's kind of like next on your list of people that you would like to collaborate with if you could kind of pick anybody? Oh, Jennifer. Oh,
yeah. Are we manifesting this? We're manifesting this, right?
You guys got to put your feet together and manifest.
Yeah, we need wine. Yeah. We need wine. Start with alcohol. I really think, to be completely honest, and this is something I don't know. I think Gabby, I was talking to on Instagram about it, finding some way that you guys go out and like experience your feels and then like some kind of collaboration that way. Oh. I don't know how that would work, but that's what we are originally talking about. Is like trying to find a way that you guys can like work with us in California. I don't know how that would look.
That would be that is so fun
to happen.
Yeah,
I'm getting chills listening. That means that it's like a full body yes for me.
But I think it was like one. I think Gabby, wasn't it you on Instagram? You and I were like, we should do something.
I think it might have been Nikki, but we were both addressing the messages. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the only one on Jennifer's. Jennifer today was like, there's. There's what and what do you do? And
I'm like what's the X? Is that pictures? I'm like, which one is pictures? Like, I'm terrible.
Like, what has the video? And I'm like, okay, so.
Yeah, we both kind of log on. We sometimes try to be better about, oh, it's Nicole or it's, you know, Gabrielle, but not always. Yeah, Gabby kind of, well, she was running the social media now where other sisters going to do it, but. Yeah, we're always kind of talking to whoever. So I think I had mentioned it to you in the beginning that would be kind of fun because I had thought, I wonder if we could do what they do and kind of like testing it out. So that would require us to have fun in my house.
You'd be able to do it.
Should do this just for fun. It really is a great bonding experience just to be with your sister and doing it. But also the amount of history that we are completely ignorant about.
Yes.
Like, so ignorant. I'm like, this experiment is great because we really had zero clue about the real history of our country.
Yes.
Like, the Black Brigade was crazy to find that left me in tears. That episode in Northgate or Southgate, Kentucky.
Yeah, so many.
That was crazy. I mean, Print Matthews, that gentleman went to vote knowing that he was going to die doing it.
That was sad.
That was like, oh, God. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, holy shit. And he was so blackballed by it that they wouldn't even bury him properly. Yeah. They're like, no Print Matthews burial here. Like, what kind of burn is that? Like, you already killed him.
It's right? Just so crazy to, like, also, I feel like because, like you said, the history of the land that you visited for all of these different stories, how it's just, like, it needs to be healed. And you can tell, like, where you go, like, even in places here in California, local to where we're at, I was talking with my girlfriend yesterday. We met up. And she was like, you know, there were Indians here. Like, you can see the scarcity mindset and you can go. I haven't spent enough time in the Midwest. I've been there. But I can just imagine just like the history of the stolen land, the death, the slavery, all of that. And just how heavy it feels. But you can really tell like what the environment is like and what the history of it's like, just like by the energy of literally being there. So the book does a great job of it. Of explaining all of that.
And it's so layered. A lot of times you're picking up on so many different layers and you have to kind of weed through like, what am I picking up on? So
yeah.
It's fun. We have to go to California. I'm sure California
is
haunted.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot to drive around though. When you're talking about that part of the United States, like it's big and there's like a lot of deserts you have to go around and there's mountains and there's like forests. Like we would have to like do an extended period of time, mm-hmm. I feel like. Mm-hmm. Do you know well, what I mean?
Yeah, let's do it like in the winter.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a smart
we'll
idea.
See.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I feel like we could talk to you ladies forever. But you guys,
I know, right?
If you haven't checked out, we know some of our spiritual girlies have already listened, but if you haven't checked out Common Mystics, make sure you check out their show. We'll have everything in the show notes. We'll include links to the book. We'll include links to the show. What else do we need? Links to your website, right?
Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And Instagram.
Okay. Everything. We will.
All the things.
Yeah. Just all the things.
All
right.
Is there anything you ladies would like to share before I go ahead and do the card pull? We would love for you to interpret if you're open to that.
Jennifer should totally interpret, but I do want to say that just recently, Jen completed our first class, and I'm really proud. We've been working on curriculum to help people mentor in this space to develop their psychic ability, but we actually been really thoughtful about like taking like real tangible exercises and feedback and assessments. So Jen and I have been working on this manual, and she's taken that idea and created a 5-week course that she just completed. And I'm really excited and I'm really proud of her. And I feel like I should take it just for fun. Just because I want to do it. Yeah.
How was that experience, Jennifer?
It was really, really cool, to be honest. We actually, a friend of mine, Michelle, and I we taught the class together. Michelle is a Patreon member, so she's been there from the beginning, and we know each other because we used to work together in a school environment. Mm-hmm. But what Jill and I kind of developed was a framework for understanding spiritual development in the context of psychic and mediumship, right? Mm-hmm. Psychic powers mm-hmm. and mediumship. And so we took that framework that Jill and I developed and our knowledge of the clairs and kind of took each of the four big clairs. So clairvoyance, clairaudience, claircognizance, clairsentience, and taught them within this framework, going from the basic level of just awareness, building awareness of your physical senses associated with those clairs, to then activating spirit and then translating messages from spirit, right? And it was all activities based. So as opposed to, you know, going to a workshop and getting slide after slide of information, it was more information activity, right? So we did like activity, activity, activity. And I was a little worried because a couple of the people were part of our Patreon group. And I knew like, oh, wow, these people are like already you know what I mean? Like they're mm-hmm. really powerful already. But some of the feedback that we got was they loved taking it down, you know, because they didn't realize, you know, how they were already doing it, like in their right. everyday life. So sure, they can like, you know, do readings for people, but wow, you know, just like everyday life, they're just living their lives in that space. So it was really cool. And I know we'll be offering it again in the future. But yeah, that's something new for us, this developing curriculum and these teaching, this class is based on the framework that Jill and I developed. So
I love that.
We ask people to fill out an assessment, and those are powerful. You're looking at these people's souls, like the way that we develop like 30 questions, and to analyze them with Jennifer and going through it and having conversations of what this person can benefit from. Literally, mm-hmm. I feel so grateful that they're sharing that part with us because it is mm-hmm. such a vulnerable space. And you're learning so much about how I'm doing it too, because we have mm-hmm. to take a step back and be like, how do I do this? When you do it so much, you lose, like you even lose the ability to articulate it. So to have to stop and then be like, wait, how am I doing this? How does this work? Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And it really was a refresher for myself. So maybe next time I'll be in your class.
That sounds so fun. I keep telling Gabby that she needs to teach people how to do what she does, because I feel like she's the one that kind of was teaching me when I was first jumping mm-hmm. into the work. And I feel like people would really enjoy getting all of that mm-hmm. information from her. Because you're right. I think you just kind of get used to doing something and it's like, well, how do I do this? I don't know. So like really mm-hmm. breaking it down, I think would be
And it's like more simple than you think, right? Like at the end.
It's, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. People make it so complicated, and the industry itself creates a barrier to entry, right? They make it seem like it's fantastic. It's not. It's life. You're already doing it.
Right. It's not a superpower.
Right. It's your birthright. It's all of our birthrights.
Yeah.
And so just utilize it because you're missing out on so much.
Yeah.
And it's not that you can't live and like you can't live without it, but it's like, why would you want to?
Yeah.
Literally, like I find parking space easier. Like, you know, like I cheat all the time in every game I play. I'm like, God, help me now. Like, that's my vibe. Why not? And they're just there waiting for that.
Yeah.
That's what I learned. Like, they're like, tap me in. I got you, girl.
Yeah.
I got you. Tap me in. Like, that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
Seriously. So knowing that, it's like, I remember Jennifer was like, don't you think you're abusing your angels a little much? I was like, no.
I'm like, they like it.
They want to help.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay. So keep an eye out for that too, guys, because we don't know when Gabrielle's going to want to do a little class so you guys can – do a class over here with these lovely ladies instead.
I want to do it. I'm like, yeah. Like, I won't teach you your ways.
I want to take it.
Okay, so we'll link all of that. We're pulling today. I'm pulling, and then Jen and Jill will interpret from, and this will be in the show notes, The Wandering Star Tarot by Kat Pierce. Yeah, it's really pretty.
Beautiful.
It is very beautiful.
Yeah, so we're just going to go ahead and shuffle, and we're just going to trust that the messages and the card that comes through is meant to be heard and received no matter the time, date, or place of listening to this recording. Ooh, the Page of Cups, ladies. What do you make of that?
Ooh.
The Page of Cups.
Ooh. Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, no. You go first. I'm just feeling it for a minute.
I feel the rise of excitement and hope, and it feels so hopeful. I feel like we've been going through a dark period, and just know that it's going to pass and good things are on the horizon, even though it seems like it doesn't seem like there's light at the end of the tunnel. Not only is there light, but it's already growing in your favor.
Love that.
I love it. No, just everything you said, but also that notion of beginnings is like palpable for me. I feel like we're on the threshold of the next thing, and it is a beginning, and it's going to be so much more emotionally fulfilling than, I mean, than I even imagine. Yeah. So that's my two cents.
If anyone's listening right now, I just want to say you're not wrong. Shit's been hard, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better, and it's already – it's the seed has already been planted. There is hope. Hang in there. This is temporary, and even what you imagined is not even as good as it's going to be. You're – like the unexpected blessings coming to you is real, and it's there, and it's already happening for you.
That's beautiful.
So know that.
I feel like I want to cry.
I know.
Hearing that, I've been pretty open on the podcast about my infertility struggle lately. And we just did our second egg retrieval this week, this weekend on Friday. And so right now we're just kind of waiting to hear about how those are doing. So we got 7 eggs, 5 of them were usable. So 5 of them have been fertilized. We're just waiting to see how many of those progress, because last time only 3 out of 6 fertilized, but none of them progressed. So I'm like, okay, we have 2 more than we had last time. So I feel like that really gave me like a lot of hope, like really made me emotional.
Oh, I'm
you're making me cry, Nicole.
Look, thank you so much for trying so hard to bring life into this world. Like, truly, thank you, because we need good people. And I just know that this is going to be a really good baby. When she's ready to come, she will.
She.
Yeah.
Seen it?
She, yeah. And a caring girl.
Oh, Jill.
When she's ready, she'll come. You know how girls are. They keep you waiting.
Yes. All the time.
Yes.
She's been keeping us waiting for a while.
Yeah.
I love that.
And your vulnerability and your strength your vulnerability is such a strength for you. And it's so beautiful. So thank you for sharing that, because I know that a lot of people who are listening might be in a similar position, you know, hoping for something so palpably.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I know that's very relatable.
Yeah. And it's really sweet that you would want to have children. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have cats and I'm like, that's fine. Cats yeah. and one dog, it's great.
I think part of this whole journey has been, well, so many people are going through this and why aren't people talking about it, especially as people mm-hmm. are delaying having children and, you know, waiting mm-hmm. to get certain things in order. And that's, you know, that's our story. I'm 40. My husband's going to be 40. And so, you know, he's like, a lot of people have to be going through this. And the more I talk about it, I hear other people have gone through it, but it's so hush hush and people don't want to talk about it. And I don't want that to be the case because it does feel very lonely and isolating when you're going through it, but you don't know that other people are also experiencing it. So I've, you know, my hope and just my whole goal with talking about it is for other people, even if it's just one other person, two other people to know, okay, it's not just me, like someone else is going through it and it's okay. It's okay to like talk about these things. It doesn't have to be so taboo and hush hush. So
mm-hmm. what would you say to your, knowing what you know now, what would you say to your younger self about like conceiving and like wanting more children? Oh my gosh. You know what I mean? Would you like tell young Nicole something?
I would tell young Nicole to not wait. Yeah, I think I told my husband from day one, hey, we got to get a move on it. But my husband's very traditional and he wanted to be married and all, you know, all those things. And I think part of me would maybe tell her, hey, look into your options. You know, there are so many options of freezing your eggs years ahead of time, because that's something that we had also talked about before we even started dating. So I would say look into all your options because you never know what, you know, what life might bring. And maybe you're not going to be ready to have a kid at 30, but maybe you'll be ready to have another child at 40. So I would say look into as much as you can. And I feel like I would tell her one more thing, but I don't know what that is yet. I would want to give her some more hope, but I don't quite know how I would do that yet. Yeah.
I love it.
I feel very positive about this for you, Nicole. With a card, it actually reads magic, fun, love. And she has roses, pink roses on there. And I'm just like, that's just, yeah, I've just been feeling really good about this for you. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to send you good vibes. When are we going to know?
Thank you. We'll know. We'll have a good idea this coming Monday, but we'll know for sure by Wednesday. So Wednesday will kind of be the final cutoff where they stop monitoring to see how everything's going. So Wednesday for sure. Monday will also give us an indicator because last time they kind of knew by Monday that nothing was going to take. So Monday will be the sneak preview and Wednesday will be the, that's it.
Okay. I'm sending like literally everyone in the sound of my voice, we're praying.
Thank you.
This is going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is going to happen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And then we have to talk names.
Yeah.
That's our next conversation. Names. The next time we talk, it's going to be like.
It's so funny because we don't talk about it. You know, my little boy doesn't know, you know, like he doesn't watch us doing injections. Like he doesn't know any of that. But it's so funny because the two times that we've been in the process, my son will talk about babies and his sibling and when we have a baby. And it's almost like he knows. And me and my husband always kind of look at each other when he starts doing that. And we're like, this is kind of crazy. Like he just knows when we're in that period. And I don't know, I don't know how, but he's been talking about names. And even this morning, he's like, mommy, when we have our baby, we're going to have to blah, 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 blah. And my husband looked at me again, like, what? So
it's incredible. So yeah. He's going to be such a good big brother. Oh my God.
He is.
He's already. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what How he said. He? He's eight. That's what he said. He said, mommy, when we have the baby, we're going to have to teach it to do a lot of things. I said, yes, we are. And that's going to be your job. And he's like, okay.
He really
he's
is.
He's really sweet.
He's really sweet.
Yeah. He's
What's his
sweetest.
Name?
I'll tell you off camera because we don't.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I forgot where I am. What's your address?
555. Oh my gosh. Ladies, thank you so much. This has been, we kind of manifested this also unknowingly, we didn't have our feet together with wine, but we were just kind of talking about it one day and it happened. And like I said earlier, I was like, man, I feel like I'm ready to give birth. Like, this has been 9 months in the making. And so Thank Please you guys come back. So much for coming back, or not for coming back, for coming on. And yeah, maybe we'll have you guys back, and maybe we can come up with some idea for the West Coast version of the Common Mystics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to have to figure that out, because it's going to be fun. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are so wonderful. So fun. Thank you.
You guys, check out their show. We'll have all the information in the show notes, and we will see you guys next time.
Do you ladies want to say bye with this? We all say bye at the same time, and it's kind of annoying.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Are we obnoxiously leaving like bye?
It's or like,
are we saying bye?
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Ready?
All
one,
right. One,
two, three.
Bye. Bye. Ooh, that's harmony.